You're listening to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland, and Dr. Ranjit Kudali is a chemistry professor and dean of the USD Graduate School, and he joins us once a month to talk about the latest in research around the country. Dr. K, thanks for being here today.
Kara, thank you for having me again.
It's a mouthful what we're talking about today.
Absolutely. We'll try to distill into a layman's language. So essentially, what scientists in the United States and India have done is they have tried to make use of nanoparticles to grow plants. So that's the layman's version, if you will.
Okay. So how are they going about doing this?
All right. So, plants need macronutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And when you look at, in particular, phosphorus that we are talking about today, obviously they need phosphorus for growth and productivity. However, the challenges are that phosphorus as a fertilizer has low solubility. There are opportunities for phosphorus to be washed away. And an interesting thing is also that phosphorus is a mineral that can mineralize, if you will, into inconsumable forms. So plants need phosphorus, but they do not get enough when we add it in the form of fertilizers, because the soluble form of phosphorus, it becomes what we call chemist labile, something that is loose. And later, these phosphorus, it forms a stable material that cannot be taken up by the roots. So soils that have less phosphorus lead to plants that have stunted growth, they don't produce chlorophyll, their roots are lower in length, and the productivity and yield of plants are actually low. So you can actually see some of these soils that have low phosphorus visually. When you look at some of these corn, they have some purple colors. Some of these purple color are due to the lack of phosphorus in the soil, and that's because these plants, they produce a lot of these sugars that are called anthocyanins, and the deficiency of phosphorus is often also reflected visually in plants.
And when there's runoff of this, can it do cause damage or cause other issues with runoff as well?
Sure. So when we buy these fertilizers that contain, for example, you'll see superphosphate fertilizers sold in stores, many of them are in the form of, initially they are in the form of soluble phosphorus. But with time, what happens is that, and only the soluble form can be taken up by the plants through roots. But with time, what happens is these soluble phosphorus, they react with other ingredients in the soil, like limestone, which is calcium carbonate, clay, which is ubiquitous in most soils, and other inorganics, and they become these phosphorus atoms or molecules that are in the soluble form, they become ultimately into a stable form. So once they are in a stable form, it is very hard for the plants to uptake these phosphorus. So what these scientists have tried to do in this work is they wanted to find an alternate way, and they wanted to make use of the nanoscale property of these zinc ions. And it has been well known to biologists that zinc is a structural component or something very integral to some enzymes that are called phosphatase and phytase. So zinc ions are known as a cofactor. It increases the activity of some of these enzymes. And so what they did was something very interesting and intriguing. Instead of applying any zinc-containing chemicals to soil, they wanted to make some nanoparticles of zinc oxide, which they successfully made, and they actually applied these on the leaf parts. So you can just spray these nanoparticles that like an aerosol, and you just spray it on the leaves so that this is where the photosynthesis takes place, because the leaves contain chlorophyll, and they wanted to directly have these plants absorb these zinc ions that are a cofactor that will better help in the photosynthetic process.
And so if it's directly on the plant, then it goes directly to the root?
Yep. So the zinc ions, they participate in these biochemical reactions. Phosphorus, incidentally, is also an important component of DNA and RNA. And so cell metabolism, et cetera, is accelerated due to the presence of the zinc ions that are directly applied to the leaves. And because of this, there is enhanced chlorophyll production. So these plants, these beans that were tested for this zinc oxide nanoparticles, they produced more chlorophyll, and this in turn produced more voluminous roots. And so these plants that were treated with nanoparticles, they could uptake phosphorus directly.
Does it have an impact on the soil?
So they did look at what is called the rhizosphere region of the soils. So that is a narrow region in the soil that is directly influenced by roots. So plants, incidentally, also secrete about 30% to 40% of phosphorus through the roots. So the region of soil that is directly close to where the roots are called rhizosphere. And so what the scientists also did was they looked at these rhizosphere response to the zinc oxide nanoparticles. So what they did was they, once after 28 days of treatment of the zinc oxide, they actually uprooted these plants. They looked at the height of the stems, and they looked at the roots, and the roots were taken out of the soil extract, and the root length, area, diameter, etc., were also examined, and they found that indeed the plants that were treated with these zinc oxide nanoparticles had greater length, larger area, and larger diameter in comparison to control.
And is research on this happening here in the United States?
Yes, so this was a joint collaboration between Washington University in St. Louis and a research institute in India. So the use of nanotechnology or nanoparticles for increasing availability of phosphorus is quite an active area of research. So this is called a phytoavailability. And so people have been trying to use different other oxide materials like titanium dioxide, iron oxide, etc. But this work was interesting because zinc is known to be an important component of phosphorus mobilizing enzymes, and so these researchers probably thought that it was best to use a nanoparticle that has got zinc ions. So the use of nanotechnology for agriculture purposes to increase productivity, yield, is an emerging and becoming actually a mature area of technology. So this way you can increase chlorophyll content in plants, you could increase soluble protein content, etc. And so these nanoparticle farming perhaps may be a technology that could boost production of crops and increase yields of crops that that were widely used in the world.
And is this something that we could see, you know, some seed manipulation to include zinc, or is this something that has to be sprayed on the plant?
So there are several ways to do so. The researchers in this study, they chose a very direct way to have the zinc ions participate in the photosynthesis process. So in principle, one could also spray these to the soil. However, it leads us to the same problem, namely that these soluble phosphorus with time will become what we call a stable phosphorus. So it turns out that when phosphorus is in the form of a soluble, only a small amount can be taken up by the roots. So the idea to spray leaves and directly impact chlorophyll production and increase the yield of the crop seems to be a much more viable path.
Okay. Dr. Kay, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Kara. It was a great pleasure again.